Welcome to this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. The really good news is that after a two-year COVID hiatus, the Island Theater 10-Minute Play Festival has returned and coming soon. And one of the key players in that endeavor is Steve Stolle, who joins us today to tell us about the whole process. Steve, thank you for being here. And fill us in on the details.
Thanks, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here. We started maybe you want to know a little bit about the theater company.
Absolutely.
Just roughly. So we've been around for about 25 years. Since 1994 is Island Theater. We started as a more or less conventional company doing more or less conventional theater and have branched out into these specialties. We have three components. One is Island Theater at the library. We do staged readings there bimonthly. We have until the pandemic, of course. Everything's been interrupted. The other one is Island Theater at Your House, which we affectionately refer to as our Yo-Ho, in which we invite people to come and read a play without any training, without any preparation, and just share a meal, a little potluck. And then the third component is the Island Theater 10-Minute Play Festival, which happens annually. That's kind of gotten to be the big piece of our theatrical commitment. And that takes almost all year to plan, believe it or not. So we started this in 2012, was our first one, and we're in our ninth iteration now, where we had to skip two summers for COVID. It's pretty nice to be coming back. I thought it was going to be easy because so many of the pieces seemed to be in place, and guess what? They're not.
Are you starting from scratch?
No, okay. No, not exactly. In 2020, we were anticipating or trying to stay engaged to mount our ninth. By and by, we had to pass it up again. But by then, we had already gotten our submissions and made our selections. So we had 10 plays, 10 directors, and we were ready to go before we decided we had to cancel again. Okay. So we have that already. We started for 2022, we had 10 plays and basically had our 10 directors, and so all we had to do was cast the plays.
Ah, okay. All of a sudden, I have all these questions about process and everything, but when you say directors, are those also the playwrights?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, when we started this thing, we all decided it was best that the playwrights just wrote the plays.
Okay.
And there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that just seemed like a bad mix to get people involved directing their own work.
Yeah.
But the other thing is opportunity, and having a separate director allows one more person to be involved in a creative, educational way. So we've always maintained that. So we get 10 directors to direct one each of the plays, and then they all have their separate casts. So we have this year's 26 actors and 10 directors. So you can see there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and this is all happening one evening. Well, it's happening a couple evenings, but the 10 plays are presented each time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they all happen in one fell swoop.
Okay.
One after another. 10 plays in one performance. So there's four performances. We have three evening performances between the 18th and the 20th. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then one matinee on Saturday. So there's four shows altogether.
And this takes place?
Well, this year we are doing what we have always done, which is rent space from BPA. But since BPA is out of their main building now and in their temporary quarters, we're renting space in the temporary quarters as well, which is theater number 3 at the Bainbridge Pavilion Cinema.
Oh, okay.
There's a small stage there, big enough for us to do our thing there, and that's where BPA has been doing their performing here for the last year.
Yeah. So if people want to come to this, what do they do?
They'll reserve a seat, even though the seats are free. The tickets are free. This was part of our grant proposal to the city of Bainbridge Island, the cultural fund.
We got
our grant, and part of that was to pay for everybody to come visit for free. You know, we like to say donations welcome. We do count on that, but we offer it free. So if you can't afford it, you're in. But you have to reserve a seat because that's the only way we can guarantee, you know, easy traffic and access for everybody. The parking is a little more limited over at the pavilion than it was at the Playhouse.
Yeah. So if people sign up, they reserve, and then they show up for the play.
Yeah.
And so you do 10 plays, yeah. 10 minutes each.
That's right.
1 to 10.
Yeah, it's like a conventional piece of theater with 10 acts.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm just thinking about how the heck do you write a 10-minute play? Mm. I mean, you got to introduce the characters, you got to introduce the story, you got to tell the story, you got to end the story. I mean, it must be a craft in its own right.
Well, that leads us into letting me tell you about our initial event. This is a pre-festival event in which we have a Meet the Playwrights opportunity. That's what we call it, Meet the Playwrights. And that's this Tuesday, August 2nd at 7 o'clock at the library. You'll get a chance to meet all of the creative voices that were the selections for the play festival.
Oh, okay.
And they'll talk about how they wrote their plays.
Oh, great. So if somebody's sitting around listening to this and thinking, I've always thought about doing something like this.
They could learn a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started this right before the last time we did this was the 8th festival, the year before the pandemic. So that's the last time we've been able to do this. But we had a very lively discussion with the playwrights, talking about their techniques, their theater experience, you know, what motivated them to write the plays and what sort of inspiration they drew from. Very helpful stuff for anybody who's a writer, but fascinating for anybody, even if you don't want to write, just to hear what's the background, what's the intellectual point of this.
I mean, I know when I listen to an interview with authors, which I like to listen to for some reason, I'm always interested in their technique. How do they do it? You know, is a set aside a time every day? You know, get up at 6, you're at the table by 6:30, da-da-da-da-da. So it would really be great to interact with a playwright.
And how do you get your ideas? And is this character about you?
Yeah, that question was floated to Hemingway many times.
Of course.
Well, Steve, let's go over the essentials here again. So Tuesday, August 2nd is the opportunity to meet the...
It's called Meet the Playwrights, and it's at the library at 7 o'clock. It's free.
Okay.
Again, donations certainly welcome, but it is a free event we offer, and you'll have couple hours to listen to the playwrights talk about their plays and their techniques. And then 2 weeks after that, on the 18th, 19th, and 20th,
right,
we have the performance of the plays, all 10 each performance, at Cinema Number 3 in the Bainbridge Pavilion.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is also free.
But you need to go online and reserve your seat.
You go online. You can either go to the BPA website or to the Island Theater website, which is www.islandtheater.org. And that's theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. We use the fancy spelling.
The fancy spelling for fancy things. And then you can also, when you go to the site, you can get the name of each of these 10 plays.
If you think there's interest, I have a list.
Yeah, sure. Go for it, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay. So first off, we have a play called A Murder of Crows by Lee Lawing, and A Nip in the Autumn Air by Jeffrey Brown, Best Case Scenario by Dan Rosenberg, Hijab by Catherine Rush, Losing Tucker by Paul Lewis, Maisie, Max, and Milo by Maria Vieira Beatty, Nakarima's Revenge by Henry Bacon, The End by Olivia Vicenis, The Winner by Laurie Londigan, and finally Vesper by Miranda Ray. It might be good to remember to say also that all of these authors are local.
Wow.
This is a local original writing competition that we judge the works and make our selections 10 at a time to put on for the festival. So it's a very much a showcase. That's it.
Okay.
It's very much a showcase for local talent in theater world.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. And the opportunity on the 2nd to come and actually interact with them is just a fascinating chance.
It's a lot of fun. That the last one we had was a very lively back and forth between the audience and the playwrights.
Yeah, because there's lots of questions, I'm sure. I have a lot already. I can't wait to come. Well, Steve Stolle, thank you for joining us today on What's Up, Bainbridge?
Bob Ross, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure indeed. And thank you for joining us on this edition of What's Up, Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.